As we journey together, consider all that Christ has done. He suffered for our freedom. He was broken for our healing. He became sin for our forgiveness. He died for our life. Though we cannot fully take this all in, open your heart to the thought of such love. A love that left heaven to bring us home. A love that took on a sinner's death. A love that held Jesus upon a cross. And a love that conquered the grave. Let us journey to the only place of life, the place of love, the place of hope, the place of joy. Let us journey to the cross of Jesus Christ. image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature.
For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
And he is before all things, and by him all things consist.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence.
For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven,
there is nothing that can take away our sin but the blood of Jesus Christ.
Before the world began, while God was shaping the mountains and hanging the stars, you were on his mind. Before man fell and plunged us into darkness, you were on his mind. Some say God is powerless, others say he's distant. And while we all deny him, in our own way and in our own time, we are always on his mind. Though we hold on tightly to things we think will bring us life, there is one who is holding on to us. Though we make every attempt to please him or run away in shame, there is one who is holding on to us. As we consider the cross, remember your pride and be humbled. Remember this fading world and let go of all you hold on to. Remember God's amazing love and open your heart to him. Remember Jesus the only hope of all mankind. Let us survey this wondrous cross.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray, find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. sharper smiles, and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. To claim, I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus made it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain.